to be like Jesus.
Let's all stand.
To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey, from
of our heart.
Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
Seated as we just hum it to him softly. Just bow your heads. How grateful we are, Lord God, that we're not another part of creation, but we're part of the original creation. God's coming for a masterpiece. And we are part of that masterpiece.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, from the depths of our heart to be a part of God's family. Are you thankful for that tonight? To know that you are part of God's great economy, that you were with him before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And then when we fall, he doesn't see it. When we make mistakes, he doesn't see it. He just sees that blood. God's great plan that he started from the beginning, and now the masterpiece is here, his bride, which we are a part of.
Amen.
Not a story, not a myth, it's reality.
Amen.
How great thou art, Lord God. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy to us. Thank you for this word, Lord. For storing up this food, Lord. You knew, Lord, back there when Adam fell, right then, you knew to store up this food for us. So that it would perfect the bride of Jesus Christ. Because we are a word bride. We won't look at nothing else. We won't be distracted in any other direction.
Amen.
We'll keep our eye on this message,
yes,
upon this messenger, Lord.
Yes.
The one that you sent. You said it was God living again.
Amen.
In our day and our time, a living word.
Yes.
And we have that revelation. Yes. We are your redeemed. And we're so thankful, Lord. Be with us now, Lord, as we gather around your table, Lord. What a privilege and honor it is, Lord. For Father, one day we're going to take it with you at that great wedding supper, Lord Jesus. Your prophet reminded us of it again tonight. He told us that in that millennium we'll be together, the bride of Jesus Christ. Won't be no time, no distance, no heartaches, no sorrow. Just eternity with you. We're looking forward to that time, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being with us tonight. Your grace and mercy and love to us, Lord. We love you. Service back over to God's prophet, Brother Branham.
Now let us read the scripture just as St. Paul exhorts us here in the book of St. John, in the book of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. Wish I had time to speak that a little bit. The same night that he was betrayed, you see, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, said, take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he supped, saying, this cup is of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. May I bring that a point? When we are judged by the Word, which is Christ, we're chastened.
Amen.
If we're doing wrong, we're not living up to this Word, we're chastened of the Lord. And when the Lord chastens us, that means corrects us. That we should not be condemned with the world.
Amen.
We are not of the world.
Amen.
We are different from the world. Live a different life, a separated life.
Hallelujah.
We're never to live the life of the world and be a Christian. We're to live an outstanding life, a different life. Not, I don't mean in such social rank, but I mean we're to live a life of genuine holiness.
Amen.
That the fruits of the Spirit might be seen in us, the meekness and gentleness and patience, long-suffering, faith, the fruit of the Spirit. For when we are hear these things, then we know we're chastened of the Lord that we don't do them. Then we're condemned. And if we have no condemnation within us that we're living above that thing by the grace of God, then we're not condemned of the world, but we're living above the things of the world.
Amen.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. And if any man hungry, let him eat at home, that ye be not come together unto condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. We've always made great exhortations on this, that when we come together, even though that we can see nothing, there might be something in somebody else that we noticed that wasn't right. When you come together to eat this communion, wait on one another. Pray for one another. Pray that we always make it this, I pray for you. That if there's some sin in you, that some unrighteous deed or something you've done as a believer, I pray that God will take it out of you. Yeah. That he'll forgive you for it. And you pray for me. That if there's something that I've done, that I don't know just about, if I've done it and know that it's wrong, I'll confess it right now. I'm fixing it because he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The discernment of knowing that you are the Lord's body, you can't discern it. In wickedness and sin, we've got to be above that. That we discern that the Lord is righteous, and we discern that he's our propitiation, that all of our sins we confess. And we believe in him and waiting upon his atonement to cleanse us from all of our iniquity. Then we're discerning the Lord's body, that what it discernment of what it's for. And then discerning again that in among us as the Lord's bride body, let's discern if there's anything wrong with us in here that would hinder the gospel from growing or the Lord from presenting us before God as a chaste virgin. Let's discern that out right now and find if it's wrong. Let's confess it.
Amen.
Let's say, Lord, I'm sorry about that. So therefore, there might be something that we've done, you've done, something I've done. It might not be consciously right now. Let's ask God to forgive us for it.
Yeah.
We used to sing a song here, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins, see, that they don't even know nothing about. The unknown sins. We pray God forgive them. Now it said when you come together, tarry one for the other, and that really would be like just tarry one with the other. Tarry means to wait. Wait on each other. Let's do that now. I'll pray for you. If you know anything that you've done wrong, say, God forgive me. I didn't mean that. And if you help me from this night on, I won't do it again. I mean it, Lord. I won't do it again. If you just forgive me. And upon my confession, I believe you have forgiven me. I go to take the body of Christ. Feeling in my heart that you forgive me for all my sins.
Amen.
I pray then for your secret sins. You pray for mine that maybe something we don't know about, that we won't come together condemned with the world. We don't want the world in here. This little spot of people that God has given us to worship with here, we want to keep ourselves clean from selfishness. Keep our lives clean from all the things of the world, that we've been spotted with that. We want to be ready for the rapture.
Amen.
So let us pray now silently for one another just a moment. You pray for me as I pray for you. Let it be, Lord, that all of our sins be now in the blood of the Lord Jesus, in the forgiveness of God's recollection, that we come together now as beloved believers and children in Christ. For we ask it in his name. Amen. Now at this time, while the the elders, I think, they come to the front. Is that still the procedure?
Brother Tony
Zabel, and he will direct it. And if there's any has to go now and don't want to stay for the communion, we're happy to have you tonight. Remember, our Wednesday night prayer meeting, and you slip out quietly while the rest of them come to the altar, and Brother Zabel here will direct the people to the altar while we make ready the communion. Of the bread and wine and feet washing is the orders, and this represents the broken body of Christ. My prayer is that every person that partakes of this tonight that will receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit to come upon them, and that they are sick, may the God of heaven, who instituted this in the first form down in Egypt by taking the bitter herbs and wine, I trust that God will heal you, and in your entire journey there will be no sickness among you. May the God of heaven look to us now as we offer this to Him. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, we thank Thee for this order, that we could do this in remembrance of You as we fellowship, as it was, in Your presence, around the communing of God's grace, as we think of in our own hearts that one day we were unworthy. And now the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from that sin, that we stand together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This kosher bread, Father, that's been baked and brought here for this purpose, we ask You to sanctify it, Lord, that is a representation of the broken body, as the sacredness and the pain and suffering that He did at Calvary. When this body was broken, that He was wounded for our transgression, He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we were healed. That's why we take this broken bread tonight. God bless the believers and sanctify this kosher bread to be the representation of the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, in like manner, He took the cup, and when He had supped, He took said, take and drink, this is the cup of the New Testament. As often as you do this, you show forth the Lord's death till He comes. So I hold in my hand tonight this wine, made from the life of grace, that's been brought together here to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. There's never a time yet that I've ever picked up the communion tree, but I just look in there and see my sins gone.
Hallelujah.
I see if it hadn't been for that, what would we be? I think of in there where a sick man lay dying here in the hospital, me. And it's through His stripes I was healed. May the God of heaven bless this wine, for it's intended to me. Lord Jesus, we present to You this grape juice, wine, taken from the blood of the grapes to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. May as we receive it, Father, may sickness depart from us. May sin, desire be taken from us. May we live such holy, consecrated life after this, that man will see the reflection of Jesus Christ in us, and that our walk in life would be worthy of the gospel that we believe. Grant it, Father, and sanctify this wine now for its intended use. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
ashes that remains will be burnt before the dawn of a new day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God, and he went to God. He rises from the supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and had sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you.
Let us all bow our heads. I'd like to ask our brother Jeremy if he would come forward, dismiss us for the foot washing service.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, our Lord, how sweet your presence is, Father. And Lord, just for us to be in this divine presence, Lord, just, Lord, all our cares just fade away. We just thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to carry out these ordinances that you've ordained us to do. And truly, our mind goes back to that day at Calvary, Lord. And as your prophet has stated so many times today, that scripture, Isaiah 53, Lord, you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord, bruised for our iniquities, Lord. And Lord, when we take this bread and this wine, Lord, we just, our mind goes to that day where you suffered and died. Lord, you died like no man could ever die. You suffered like no man could ever suffer, all because of the love that you have for us, Lord. On that cross, each of our names were on your mind, Lord. When we take this communion and this bread, Lord, we just feel your shaking body as it's there on that cross, Lord. Thank you, Father. We don't know how to thank you and express our love to you. And Lord, we could never understand your love to us, Lord. As your prophet said, even eternity won't reveal the love of God. Lord, 100 billion years from now, we'll be somewhere. Lord, we will be with you, we believe, Father. But we'll never understand that love that you had for us, Lord. Lord, how couldn't we accept your provided way for this day, Lord? And Lord, to the believer, Lord, it's even more special because we know that original seed that went into the ground has been restored in this last days, Father. It's been through the stalk and the tassel, through the shuck, and it's appeared again, that original seed, Lord, to your bride. Lord, how we love you and thank you for that, Lord. Lord, why would we follow something else when we have a masterpiece to follow, Lord, yes, that you have molded and carved with your own hands, Father? Yes. Lord, we thank you for this message. Lord, it's our life. It's everything we've invested in, Lord. Yes. Lord, it's our only hope, our only aim, Father, is to live this message, Lord. Lord, we thank you for it. Thank you for sending your prophet in this last days, Lord. And Lord, we know the same hands that molded and made that great masterpiece has gone to prepare a place for us, Lord.
and that great land beyond this land, Father. Lord, what will the trouble seem then when we see you face to face? Lord, when we know our neighbor is Brother Branham and our neighbor is Christ himself, Lord. And Lord, we just want to be together in eternity, Lord. What a day that'll be, Lord. We thank you with all our heart, Lord. Thank you for this precious service. And thank you for each one, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to reset our lives like this, Lord, and make a commitment and a vow to you, Lord, as those walking, Lord, in that vision, that bride, that preview, Lord. Lord, we're watching your prophet with all that's in us. And Lord, we're marching in the step of this gospel, Lord, marching in the step of this message, Lord. And Lord, our eyes are on him, Father. And Lord, we know he'll lead us to you. Lord, we just don't see mistakes, Lord. We don't see failures. Lord, we see a token, Lord, applied. Lord Jesus, help us, Father, to draw closer to you each day, Lord, for we know that you are perfecting a bride. We know that you're going to have a bride that'll accept your provided way through your prophet. We just commit us this service now to you, Lord, in each one. We pray for the furtherance of the service, Lord. As we wash each other's feet, may we remember, Lord, our Christ did the same thing. He humbled himself, Lord. And Lord, we're bone of your bone, body of your body. Lord, when we wash one another's feet, we wash your feet, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just commit it all to you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. Did your hearts burn within you? As he walked with us along the way tonight, God bless you. The ushers will be dismissing you by row. God bless you.
They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. One of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not claim to be or boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're